White. Shawsheen Grove, Massachusetts, August 28, 1878. Dear husband, we have just arrived on the ground. It is a very commodious or convenient encampment. There are over 50 tents already up and several large tents. I have a well-prepared tent with floor covered with carpet. Sister Harris takes charge of the tent. Last night I did not get to rest till midnight. Mary Smith Abbey is my attendant. I thought of saving the expense and coming without anyone, but I hardly dared risk it. I was so put to it for breath. I have taken a hearty breakfast. Met Brethren Mooney and Goodrich. He is so thankful I am going to Maine. I shall not go to Vermont, I think. I have not spoken to but few as yet, for all know I am weary. At the door of my tent is a small tower arranged beautifully, composed of flowers. It is looking very, very nice, a token of regard from Brother and Sister Morton. All inquire after you. Brother Mooney, once a first-day Adventist, said he did hope to have the happiness of meeting you at this meeting. But I am glad that you were not obliged to travel when the heat and dust were so bad. I hope, greatly hope, that when you came there will be less fury, heat, and less dust. I am determined not to be drawn into labor here till Sabbath and first day. I shall, I think, speak just once about 30 minutes to relieve my mind and set them thinking upon matters that they need to think upon. I told Elder Canwright, as sure as the ministers sanctioned these exciting reports praising the ministers, I would come out publicly in condemnation of it. I have told Haskell and Smith and Littlejohn the same. They agree with me in the matter that these sensational reports are of no account, but will prove an injury in the end. If anything can be published to elevate the truth and get it more clearly before the people, then a worthy object is gained. But all this puffing the fine speaker and praising the man is disgusting and highly displeasing to God. I will write you tomorrow again. 3 meetings have been held under the mammoth tent. These I cannot say anything about, as I know nothing about it. This will be an important meeting. The president of the road, the swearing man, was so indignant because of the spiritualists last year who held a camp meeting upon the ground. They acted so disgracefully. The ground was brought into disrepute, but they are anxious for the Adventists to have a meeting here. They grant them every privilege. Their freight is taken over the road free, ground free, and other privileges accorded free. They publish notices of the meeting themselves, paying the cost. We earnestly desire that God should come into our meetings. We can do nothing, but God can do everything. Oh, that we may be so little in our own eyes that we shall hang our helpless souls upon God. I know one thing, unless the Lord shall give me spiritual and moral power, I can do nothing. If we can only become fit to dwell with God, He will take up His abode with us. Then we shall have fragrant characters. We shall be grateful to all around us. The atmosphere, love, and true goodness shall flow forth from us to those around us. Thus will it be of every true follower of Jesus Christ. Christ in him, a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Oh, how my thirsting soul longs for this living spring to flow forth from us to refresh others while everything seems dry and dusty around us. I see and sense in a limited condition our great lack of divine power of spirituality. We are as a people backslidden from God. The sanctifying power of the truth is not seen in words or actions of those who make high profession of piety. I am in great doubt of Elder Canwright's piety. Oh, my soul, what can be said or done to make our ministers sense their sinful lack of piety? I know that Sister Canwright has been sacrificed unnecessarily. Poor, dear, precious soul. Oh, my heart aches and is so sad as I think we must give her up to the destroyer, death. I could not pray for her, for she would not be appreciated if her life should be spared. And then these dear little ones, what will they do? May God bless Sister Canright and comfort her with his grace. Brother Buell Whitney has been talking with me in regard to the camp meetings in New York. He has decided that it would be best to defer the meeting till after the general camp meeting in Michigan, and in the place of having a camp meeting, have a local meeting in Rome, and more would come out then to attend this meeting, and it would be more profitable to them there, a camp meeting in one portion of the state. I have promised if I were able to attend. Their finance is small, and the expense of running so many tents have worn away their means. It is so late in the season they dare not venture the meeting, fearing storms and cold as well as expense. I shall be ever so careful not to overdo. My trust is in God. I hope you are all having a pleasant time in the mountains. God be with you in restoring and blessing you. I must close. In great haste and much love to you and all your company. Your Ellen.